Thank you, Tiffany. That was great information, timely for our audience. Everyone, like Tiffany said, she'll be with us through tomorrow. If you have any personal questions you didn't want to bring up in front of the group, feel free to reach out to her. Okay, so for about the next 20 minutes or so, you're going to be stuck listening to me going on a little bit about some of our efforts at the HMA. As you know, HMA's mission is twofold: to provide our members with peer-to-peer networking and strategic information exchange relevant to their manufacturing, marketing, management, and resource needs, what we call our member services. And the other half of our mission is to provide a nationwide marketing communications effort designed to increase demand for solid American hardwood products. Meetings just like this one, along with our twice yearly regional gatherings, are the meat and potatoes of our member services efforts. Every one of you in this room is experiencing that part of our member service. I thought it important and timely to share with you the other half of the time I spend in the office daily, the ongoing elements of HMA's efforts in the promotion of our American solid hardwood products. And before I discuss where we are today, I think I need to lay the foundation of how we got here. Almost three decades ago, Susan Regan, the public relations representative managing HMA's small budget account at Ketchum Advertising in Pittsburgh, was hired away by some very forward-thinking industry executives to serve as the executive vice president of the Hardwood Manufacturers Association. That's the point when the HMA left Memphis and relocated into Pittsburgh. Those same legends at the same time set on a successful campaign to raise $1 million to be used for the promotion efforts geared to increasing sales and public awareness of solid American hardwoods, with Sue at that helm. Additionally, at that time, 55% of the dues revenue of the HMA was redirected towards promotion of solid American hardwood products to the design and the build communities. In 1993, to increase our messaging muscle, the Hardwood Council, a coalition of hardwood lumber and product associations, along with companies and individuals interested in promoting the increased use of North American hardwood products to design-build professionals, was formed. And I think it's a little interesting and a bit of trivia that most people in the room probably don't understand is that the structure of the Hardwood Council was used as the model for today's Hardwood Federation. We thought it worked well then, and we thought it would work good for the Federation. And it actually is working much better for the Federation than it ever did for the Council. So just a little trivia. The Hardwood Council booth, seven beautiful hardwood flitches that stood 7 feet tall, traveled annually to Green Build, Construct, and the AIA National Conventions, garnering much interest, many feel-good moments at every stop along the way. I mean, I think we met thousands of architects annually who just wanted to walk in the booth and touch the wood. They thought it was so beautiful. It was just an awesome experience. Hardwood sample kits were produced and distributed throughout these events. Continuing education units were developed and offered online via Hanley Wood University and in Architectural Record and Interiors and Sources, which are the top magazines for the design-build audience as well. Lunch and learns, podcasts, case studies, and informational fact sheets were all developed and distributed to increase public awareness of solid hardwood products. Early on, it was evident that the industry lacked a resource to assist consumers in their search for hardwood species information, care and maintenance tips, and plain old design ideas, just visuals of the product in their home or their office. So in the mid-90s, Sue's vision for a one-stop online resource came to fruition. Much deliberation went into naming the effort, as it was very important to make sure the information was not construed as propaganda from our industry, but seen as fully vetted, accurate, and the reliable source that it was. Fully funded by the hardwood manufacturers at that time to the tune of over $250,000, the Hardwood Information Center, www.hardwoodinfo.com, was launched as the authoritative resource for consumers and building professionals seeking factual information about American hardwoods. Going forward, approximately $100,000 annually was directed from HMA's promotion budget to maintaining, upgrading, and adding content and photography to the site. The 1-800-WOOD phone number rang constantly until emailing became the way to communicate, and Rose actually received dozens of emails monthly requesting her personal help and consumers decorating advice. During this time, USGBC and LEED really came to the forefront. Our messaging was enhanced to include the science behind our sustainable product. No longer was endless beauty, longevity, and durability our most important attribute. Our professional writers work with scientists and U.S. Forest Service labs to make sure we walk the walk and talk the talk accurately and to the point. No other building material could boast the environmental message of wood. One-on-one small group learning events telling our story became more important than ever. Then we ran into some rough patches. Sue lost her long battle with cancer, ultimately creating a void in the council's leadership. Sorry. My mentor. And before we recovered from that, the Great Recession of the late 2000s was upon us. As everyone tightened their purse strings, funding for the council disappeared. That led to the Unified Hardwood Promotion Initiative in 2010. This promotional campaign was developed to give the hardwood industry a unified identity and to elevate American hardwoods as the building and remodeling material of choice. To inspire a renewed preference for American hardwood products, it was vital that the entire industry be involved and show support. A top 10 national PR firm was secured, and close to $1 million was spent over 2 years on the logo and the tagline, American Hardwoods, Treasure for Generations. And the American Hardwood Information Center at hardwoodinfo.com became the online face of that campaign. With all the resource information already at the world's fingertips, it was determined there was no need to reinvent the wheel. HMA agreed to lend the site to the initiative for 5 years, funded the recommended revamps to the website, removed all previous branding, and for the next 2 years financially supported the professional expertise of the national marketing firm for the initiatives regarding the site's upgrades, content, etc. Reality bites, and in 2013, HMA's board of directors, at the recommendation of our executive committee, made a decision to promote solid American hardwoods passively via the American Hardwood Information Center at www.hardwoodinfo.com. The direction change was in response to the reality of the current hardwood industry markets, the impact on revenues, and the acknowledgement that on its own, the HMA could not support an effective industry-wide American hardwood promotion program. Well, passive is a pretty ugly word, and if you look it up in the dictionary, it's defined as submitting without objection or resistance. And I accepted that new change in much the same way. But as more and more competing products that look like wood, perform better than wood, were easier to maintain than wood, glutted the marketplace, it became more and more difficult to remain passive. My passion for this industry and our products is probably only surpassed by my love of God and my family. And every once in a while, there's a black and gold ice hockey team that gets that passion out of me, too. I knew there had to be more than what we had. Monies were contributed annually from our members and non-members to assist them in promoting their products, and we needed to stretch those dollars even further. But how do you promote on such a limited budget? First things first, we stuck our toe into the social media scene, and then we just jumped right in. First Facebook and Twitter, add in Pinterest, don't forget House, and recently Instagram. We rely on many of you for the fodder we share. Since we don't have a finished product per se, we are more than happy to share everything you do in your mills and in your offices. American Hardwoods has a good social media presence that continues to grow daily. Social media allows us to connect with worldwide audiences in a very unique way. About 2 months ago, I got a message on Instagram. Attached with it was a video from a source that was encouraging 6 million people that had viewed it to switch to tree-free paper products because 94,000 trees daily are being wiped out to produce those products. And I don't think that wiped out was a pun. And the comment that I got in my inbox was, go on, Mom, go off on this. One of my children saw the post and said, oh, wait till Mom sees this one. And the reason she did that is the month before we were at Chuck E. Cheese's with our grandkids, and the young man that handed me my receipt at Chuck E. Cheese's said, I'm really sorry to give you this and to waste those trees by printing this receipt. Well, I just about dragged him by the neck to give him the story that you are not killing trees. They are healthy. They need to be harvested. We have too many trees. We need to use them. And I went on and on and on. And my daughter just dragged me over and said, Mom, he doesn't care. He's getting paid $10 an hour. He could care less about those trees. But the point is, I didn't have to go off on anything when I read that post. There was 1,000 messages listed on that post, and I would say all but 5% talked about the virtues of trees, wood products, and everything good that we talk about in our industry. It was refreshing to see something like that. And I'd like to interject here and say that I hope some of the sound bites that you hear this afternoon with our speaker, Isaac, and you'll listen to them, and if your company is not engaged in social media, there's a lot more reasons for each of you to be engaged in it than just to market your product. He's going to point them out to you. It's really interesting. But you really need to consider it, because there's a world out there, and they're at your fingertips. And if you're concerned with not having an employee on staff, or you don't think there's somebody there that can do it, I would suggest you go to your local high school or college and set up an internship. These young people, they have all the energy to figure out the whole hashtag tagging emoji thing. And it actually might be a way for you to find a permanent good employee for your office once you get to know them and they start really wrapping their arms around your business and what you do. So we recognize the need to do more than to set the record straight about American hardwoods with prosumers. Prosumers are the specifiers and building professionals who needed to be knowledgeable about their options. We realized very quickly that our budget could not absorb small, intimate lunch and learns, so we focused on larger events each year. We also added a little life to that three-leaf wood logo that was developed by the UHP initiative. We dropped the tagline, Treasured for Generations, because after all, not too many millennials who we are trying to market to seemed interested in holding on to anything for an extended period of time, let alone a lifetime. We made another round of edits to the American Hardwood Information Center website, incorporating the good from the UHP upgrades and correcting what we felt was the bad. In the past couple years, we have presented our continuing education learning units in New York and Boston and hosted an online webinar through a professional training company. All of these events boast sizable audience. The webinar is actually currently available on demand online and does get several dozen participants every month. 2 years ago, we refreshed the hardwood sample kits that had been depleted thanks to many of our members who donated wood product for that. We continue to provide kits to all the participants at our national and educational learning events, as well as numerous college and high school university libraries. And several of our sister associations distribute them at their learning events as well. We are not fortunate to receive government funding as AHEC does for its promotional initiatives, but that did not stop us. In 2018, we did something different. Working with our PR representative in New York, I connected with Brad Ford, a visionary high-end designer out of New York City and the founder of Field and Supply, a modern maker's fair on the banks of the Hudson River. American Hardwood Information Center agreed to sponsor the registration area of their fall 2018 event that would feature a hardwood table to be designed and created by a local maker and used for a silent auction to benefit a local food pantry and shelter. Black Creek Mercantile reviewed our samples and decided to use the lesser-known species of hackberry for the table. Yoder Lumber graciously donated the hackberry, and Black Creek Mercantile set about creating the table that you see here. Very unique. 12,000 people came through the gates, and the first thing they saw was the hackberry table at the registration area. At the end of the auction, the 9-foot uniquely designed table garnered close to $5,000 for the charity. As far as public awareness, 32 major home publications were represented at the event, as well as national and local press and television and big screen celebrities. We also agreed to fund a segment for the Learning Channel, Make This Place Your Home, a new kind of home makeover design and construction, new construction series. In a very short time, we developed an American hardwood storyline for them. Thomas Battle and Claire Thompson Getty were our on-screen talents, and filming took place at T&S Hardwoods Mill, Harvest Site, and the home of Larry and Trisha Thompson. The segment was aired at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning in November to a viewing audience in excess of 5 million. Additionally, we continue to produce our quarterly editorial releases that garner substantial audiences. I really can't comprehend these numbers, but in every instance across the board, our material is delivered to more than 150 million desktops across the world, and those include mobile devices as well. We use this content in these releases for new material on the website and images for our social media posts. Our 2018 features including releases on our Defining Luxury video, 6 imaginative ways to use hardwoods in your home, 5 hot trends in hardwood flooring, and 6 value-adding upgrades to your home. In 2019, we will continue to produce much the same. We will do one every other month to increase our exposure and audience with the hope to move more traffic to the website. Wendy Silverstein continues to write our media releases as well as a monthly blog on the website, focusing on the many virtues of sourcing solid hardwood in your home and office. As a former editor of several significant home shelter magazines, she represents our products in an exemplary fashion. You should check out our monthly blogs and see the way she represents the products each of you produce. We will host 2 live online seminars through American Training Solutions. Each typically garners an architect audience of 350 attendees, and we will continue to offer those learning units on demand to increase our professional audience. American Training Solutions has also registered our unit with USGBC, so lead professionals can receive credit for completing these units as well. For those that don't know, our second learning unit addresses thermally modified hardwoods and was put together through Atlanta Hardwood Corporation. We are enhancing some of the content in that presentation, and it will be also added to the ATS online portal and registered with USGBC, and the hopes before year-end it will be up on the AIA website portal for their professionals to take this session online as well. Lastly, I am very excited to talk about our latest project, an American Hardwood Furniture Design Competition with the Pratt Institute School of Industrial Design, called Red Oak, the Sovereign Wood. The school agreed to partner with the American Hardwood Information Center this year and offer a class to their senior and graduate furniture design students. I was invited to lecture at their opening session of their class and met the many vibrant international students anxious to work their magic with redwood. Weber Inc., thank you, Matt, if you're here yet, has donated that product for the class. Matter of fact, I just got a text while I was sitting here. It landed on the docks today, and they're going to begin shaping their products this week. And Weber is also opening their doors for the students to go and tour the mill in 2 weeks, and we will be taking them to the Nakashima studios as well so they can get a real experience with the live edge wood that they work with there. I have learned quite a bit in the few months I have worked on this project. With the removal of wood shop from most high school programs, we have lost a generation of makers. These college classes work with the materials that are readily at their disposal. So if we are not at the door donating, students are not exposed to working with our materials. When I sat with the chairman of the department to work up the curriculum, I mentioned finishing the product, and my hope that each piece wouldn't look the same. He was very puzzled, a Russian immigrant, very puzzled. He said, well, they will all be polyurethane. Were you thinking of something else? Well, what an eye-opening those young students have had. Our hackberry table maker from Black Creek Mercantile taught their class last week on finishing. I hear it was a huge success. Every piece that will be that they are designing will be finished differently. Some will be hand scraped, some will be stained, some will be glazed. So we're throwing that polyurethane can out the window. But funny how you make connections with people and how they last. Black Creek Mercantile touch bases with me constantly. They've reached out to some of our members for product for the projects that they do up in their shop in New York. It's all about talking to the people next to you and making connections with the chair next to you. American Hardwood Information Center is also sponsoring a space at Wanted Design in Brooklyn in May for the students to show their finished products. May is Design Month in New York City, and this show should be visited by over 8,000 designers from all over the world, and it is a great opportunity for both the Pratt students as well as the American Hardwood Information Center, who will provide the sustainable hardwood messaging at the booth. The students are competing for monetary prizes. They've shared their prototypes with me, and I'm anxious to see the final pieces. Although this project was taken from AHEC playbook, it has developed its very own storyline. My point in recounting all of this is that we cannot live in the past, but we sure as hell better not live in. We cannot live in the past, but we sure as hell better learn from it. It was clear from the many industry sessions I have sat through and the survey results I have studied in the past 20 plus years that advocacy, education, research, and product development are as important to include in our efforts as promotion. No one industry association can carry that burden on its own. The only way I see a comprehensive program developed to answer all the needs of our industry is through collaboration. I was energized throughout 2018 to work on a number of collaborative efforts and projects with many of my fellow association executives, and most of them are all here this week. The economic impact study for the hardwood industry was economic data for the U.S. and all 50 states has been gathered and analyzed, representing multiple sectors within the greater industry in regards to employment, gross regional product, labor, income, output, and taxes. With Dana Cole and the Hardwood Federation at the helm, 12 industry trade associations, and two affiliates financially sponsored the $100,000 study. The results are on the Federation website, and they're for the industry to share and will be used in our advocacy efforts on Capitol Hill and at the state level. Hardwood cross-laminated timber, new product development. More readily accepted in Europe, it is necessary to work together to get HCLT accepted in the APA PRG building codes. For the past year, industry association executives and academia have come together to work to get these codes approved. We are encouraged by where this stands, and we hope to be able to submit yellow poplar samples to APA to be included in the code by 2020. I have to give a shout-out to Tom Inman of AHMI and Henry Casada from Virginia Tech and the folks at WVU for all their work on this endeavor. The Wood Industry Resource Collaborative. 11 wood industry associations are working together to drive interest in the wood industry as a career path, provide a collection of tools and solutions to attract and retain employees, and improve the perception of the wood industry. Among the benefits of the membership in the collaborative group are inclusion in the ongoing conversation about industry-wide topics such as workforce development and access to resources and information developed or shared by the group. The BB&T Leadership Seminar. AHMI, NHLA, and HMA combined forces to host the joint venture, the Hardwood Leadership Development Seminar, at the BB&T Leadership Institute in Greensboro, North Carolina. Attended by 50 hardwood associates from all avenues of our industry, the two-day seminar and networking events were positively received, and planning should begin soon for the next sessions. I am proud of how far HMA has been able to stretch our meager $80,000 annual promotion budget, our success stories, and the contacts we have made. But I cannot help but think how much more we could accomplish with this type of continued collaboration. Get back to being front and center at Greenbuild and the annual AIA convention. Supply a keynote speaker to headline their event. Sponsor Greenbuild's Learning Pavilion, providing accredited industry learning units. Sponsor the project home at IBS. Fund the research necessary to determine messaging to assist us in regaining market share from the competing products in the marketplace. I believe well over 60% of our production is used in the industrial market segments. Focused research and development would be better served for this market than promotion. I'll leave you with this. According to Webster, optimization is the process of making something as fully perfect or effective as possible. We talk about how optimization is changing the way we run our daily businesses. Let's apply optimization to communications and marketing. To date, over-the-top communication and marketing results have been elusive due to our industry's fragmented efforts. I believe aggressive collaboration, pooling business intelligence, and funding will change that. Just think about it, just for a little while. I want to thank you all for being here this morning. I want to let you know that lunch will be set up here right around 11:45, and then we'll resume in this room at 1:30 for the afternoon panels that we have set up. And I'm here for questions if anybody needs anything. Thank you all, and stay tuned for more.